Hello, 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 and happy Saturday. This is Zach, and you're listening to Reads on the Bitcoin Well podcast. Quick temperature check before we dig in, and I mean literal temperature, because I'm recording this from Florida in July, and my thermostat has officially filed for hazard pay. If you've never had the pleasure of experience a Florida summer, picture walking into a running dishwasher. That's basically the vibe out here. Meanwhile, over in Bitcoin land, we've hit the watching paint dry phase. As I'm recording, Bitcoin's grinding around $64,000, and get this, we've now spent 307 days stuck inside the same $60,000 to $70,000 range, the third most traded range in Bitcoin's entire history. Standard Chartered and others are still saying we hit 100 grand by the end of the year, and hey, maybe. But if you got into Bitcoin expecting a rocket ship every week, the last several months have been a master class in patience. Boring, right? Well, there's another investment that's starting to look boring too, but I think it's actually a bigger deal than the price action we've been seeing in Bitcoin, and a sign that things are changing in a big way. Today's Reads is a piece I wrote called, "Your House is a Savings Account, But It Just Stopped Paying," or "Welcome to Housing Demonetization." We're gonna get into why a home value that sits perfectly flat can quietly rob you blind, why Henry Hazlitt was basically writing about your Zillow page 80 years before Zillow existed, and what's really happening when the store of value job starts drifting out of an asset 1 year at a time. If any of this hits home, pun fully intended, send me a note at z.adair@bitcoinwell.com. That's z.addair@bitcoinwell.com. I read and answer every email. Now let's step out of the chaos of the news cycle and relax into some knowledge. Enjoy the show. Your house is a savings account, but it just stopped paying, by Zachary Adair. Flat home prices sound like calm, but in a 4% inflation year, flat is a loss you just can't see. A while back, I argued that your house isn't really a house anymore. It's a savings account with a roof on it. You can read that article at bitcoinwell.com/blog. Here's the uncomfortable sequel. That savings account is now paying you nothing, and you can't withdraw. I live in Florida, so I get to watch this one from my own front yard. For years, this was the hottest housing market in the country, and the people who got in early won. They knew it. They'd check the Zillow estimate the way you check a bank balance, and every spring the number was bigger. Now the listings just sit. Statewide inventory has blown out to record highs, well over 170,000 active listings, up more than 20% in a single year. Sellers are slashing asking prices by as much as $100,000 to catch a buyer who might not show. Foreclosures are climbing. Homes that used to sell in a weekend sit for months, and the seller's market flipped to a buyer's market almost overnight. Here's the part that matters, though. If you only read the headline, you'd think Florida was fine. The statewide median sale price is up roughly 1.8% from a year ago, a little over $417,000. Up. The number on the screen is still green, except inflation ran 4.2% over that same year, the fastest in 3 years. So the market that's technically up quietly handed its owners a real loss, and most of them will never feel it. And this isn't just my corner of the map. Zillow just downgraded its national outlook and now expects U.S. home values to sit roughly flat over the next year, with sales frozen through the rest of 2026. Some smaller markets are forecast to fall by double digits. The mortgage on offer for anyone who wants to move is stuck around 6.5%. The story nationally is the same one playing out outside my window. The savings account stopped paying and nobody sent a warning. Zero return is not the same as no loss. Here's the trick your brain plays on you. If your home value dropped 4% in a year, you'd feel it. You'd be annoyed, maybe scared. You'd tell people. But hold the number flat while the dollar loses 4% and you feel nothing at all. Same outcome. Your wealth bought less at the end of the year than the start. Henry Hazlitt spent a whole book on this one idea, and it wasn't even about houses. In economics in one lesson, the entire lesson is that a good economist looks not just at what you can see, but at what you can't. The scene effect, the one on the news, the one on your Zillow page, is a home value holding steady, reassuring, stable. The unseen effect is the purchasing power leaking out of it while it sits there, dollar by dollar. Groceries and insurance and energy all climbing past it. A house that held its value in a 4% inflation year did not hold its value at all. It lost. The market just handed you the loss in a format your eyes don't register. A savings account you can't withdraw from. It gets worse, and this part is new since the last time we talked about houses. A savings account has one job beyond holding value. You can get the money out. That's the whole point of savings. It's there when you need it. But look at what 6.5% mortgage rates have done to the housing savings account. Sales are frozen. Nobody's moving. Millions of owners are locked into loans they took at 3% and can't afford to trade for one at 6.5. So they stay put, whether the job, the family, or the life fits or not. So you have a savings vehicle that is currently returning less than inflation, and to access the value inside it, you have to sell the roof over your head and reborrow at double your old rate. The value is theoretically there on the Zillow page or in the estimate. Try turning it into groceries, though, without blowing up your housing costs, and you'll find out how liquid it really is. Your savings you can spend, this you can only stare at. What's actually draining out? Last time we covered how houses became savings accounts in the first place. This is what happens next. The savings part quietly leaves and the house goes back to being just a house. So why is the number flat this year when it climbed for two decades straight? The bubble watchers will tell you it's high rates or affordability finally snapping or a cooling cycle. All true on the surface, but underneath is something that Austrians would recognize instantly. The reason houses climb faster than wages, faster than construction costs, faster than any sane measure for 50 years, is that people were using them to store money the currency couldn't hold. When money is being debased, people flee into real things. Anything with a fixed supply the printer can't touch. Ludwig von Mises described this flight into real value as what happens when trust in the money starts to go. Housing absorbed that flight. A monetary premium got stacked on top of the shelter, and that premium, not the drywall, is most of what you paid for. Here's the thing about a monetary premium, though. It's not permanent. It sits on an asset only as long as that asset is the best available place to park value against inflation. The moment something better shows up, the premium starts to migrate. Slowly, quietly, it doesn't announce itself. It just shows up as your house going flat while the dollar keeps falling. That's what demonetization looks like from the inside. Not a crash, a drift. The store of value job leaving the building one year at a time, while the shelter underneath goes back to being worth what shelter is worth. The honest version of the same job. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Bitcoin has been a smooth ride. It certainly hasn't. It's down hard over the last several months, and anyone who watched their stack get cut in half knows that volatility is real. If you want something that never moves on the screen, Bitcoin is not that, and I'd be lying to say otherwise. But notice the difference in the kind of loss. Bitcoin's drawdowns are loud. You see every one of them in real time, and you can act. A house losing 4% to inflation is silent, and by the time you notice, years of purchasing power are gone and you can't sell without touching your mortgage. One asset tells you the truth on a bad day, the other flatters you on the way down. And when you do want your value back, the difference is everything. You can send Bitcoin anywhere on earth in 10 minutes for pennies in any amount, and no rate lock, no realtor, no closing table stands between you and it. You hold the keys. It's the store of value job the house was quietly doing, except it's actually liquid, actually portable, and actually finite. 21 million forever. No chair, no printer, no forecast or vision can dilute it while you sleep. The house was doing a job it was never built for. Bitcoin was built for exactly that job and nothing else. The exit is still an exit. You can wait for rates to fall and the number to start climbing again. Maybe it will. But even if it does, you're back to the same deal, a savings account that only pays when the currency is being destroyed fast enough and only lets you withdraw by giving up your shelter. That's not a plan. That's hope dressed as a house. Or you separate the two jobs the way they were always meant to be separate. Let a house be a house, the place your life happens. Put your savings in something designed from the first line of code to hold value and answer only to you. When you hold your own money in something no one can print more of and no rate can lock you out of, the flat Zillow number stops being your retirement and goes back to being what it should have been all along, the price of a roof. That's the whole idea behind what we built Bitcoin Well to help you do. Own your savings. Let your house just be your house. For further reading, Henry Hazlitt's Seen and Unseen Framing is the core lesson of economics in one lesson. Ludwig von Mises develops the flight into real values in human action. For the fuller case on housing as monetary phenomenon, see the previous piece, Your House Isn't a House Anymore, and Seyfettin Amos's The Fiat Standard. Thanks for listening.